Thank you for calling customer service. Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Ashley, my name is Rita Webb, and I got these two items in the mail. I don't believe I ordered them. And then I see that I was billed for them. I think it's $69 or something like that for each one. And I called my bank on it because I thought it was a fraudulent charge. And I was trying to reach you thereafter because I don't want these. I don't know how they got sent to me. They're from the Fulfillment Warehouse Shipping Center.
Can I have the zip code, ma'am?
Yes, 98271.
And your name?
Rita Webb, and I have them right here in the package they came in with this invoice. How did this occur?
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Yes, 2632 144th Street Northeast, Marysville, Washington, 98271.
Yes, ma'am. On the 2nd of this month, the purchase of the mini pods and watch.
The invoice says $1 for each one, $2 total. But my bank was billed, and I can look it up for you. I think it was $50 or $59 each.
Yes, ma'am. So did you make the purchase, or you didn't make the purchase?
No, I did not. So how come I got billed $59?
Because someone purchased the product, which was the watch and mini pods, for $5.95, and it was for a 14-day trial. And after 14 days, if they did not call counsel, they would charge you the full amount of the product, which was the
$59.95. Oh, well, I need to have this entire thing returned to you. So how do I do that?
Ma'am, we do not accept the product bid, but what I am going to do is transfer you to the fraud department. So 1 second.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department, so 1 second.
Okay. Because if this can't be returned, then I'm going to declare it as fraud, and then they'll end up doing a case against it, and I have to turn
yes, ma'am,
in my
which
debit
is
card
why I am transferring you to the fraud department right now, ma'am.
And what department is this I'm going to be transferred to? I'm sorry?
The fraud department, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.